We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nandal and Amid Beis. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says when you have a Ishech Shechlei B'derech, you're going in the way and became Shabbos, and Chazal will mat you to take your stuff on the Chamor, because otherwise you might be over on the Issa Derangsum of Mamad Alamish Shisarabim. The Gemara said you have to put it on the Chamor Kashi Maleches and take it off Kashi Amid. And the Mishnah says when you get to the Chatzah Chitzayna, whatever is Dover HaNitl B'Shamas, whatever you learn to move on Shamas, just take off. The things that are Muksa on Shamas, you should untie the ropes and they'll fall by themselves. So Nemara brings Rav Huna. Rav Huna says if there was glass kalim, klis chuchis, so what do? You bring karim muksasas. You take mattresses and cushions and you put it under the animal. So when you untie the ropes, it doesn't fall to the ground and the glass will break. It falls on the karim muksasa, so we'll cushion the blow, and they won't break. So the Gemara says, what's the problem? You're allowed to take the kalim and nitlim b'shamis. You're allowed to take the things that aren't muksa. What's muksa about glass kalim? So the Gemara says, we're talking about kaini de umna. We're talking about kalim, which are used for hakazas dam, for bloodletting, and that's muksa. Then the Gemara says, kasha, that's mevatel kli mehechanai. You're not allowed to put a kli in a position where you can't use it the whole Shabbos. Rashi says it's doimah to seiser. So male, there's an ism of vatal kli mehechanai. So how are you allowed to allow the karni and the umna to go on the karim muksasas? Now they'll be batal mehechanai. So Mar says too much shlifi zudri, small packages, that you're able to slip off the karim muksasas, you're able to slip them off the karim muksasas, so it's not a problem of bitul kli mehechanai. And the Maris Akasha that the Brisa says, Behemte tuna tevel v'ashashiyos, that if your behem has tevel or ashashiyos, or panes of glass, you have to be matas a sakvi knife, and they just have to fall down, you can't use karim muksasas. So the Maris says, they were talking about kulsa, they were talking about plain glass, it's not a keli altogether, and the Gemara says, you would think, lehefsid mu'ud nami chashishu kamash malon. There, nothing happens if it breaks, because anyway, you have to cut it down to size. It won't get ruined. It's just a hefsid mu'it that the nitzaitzes, there'll be glass slivers, there'll be hefsid mu'it. They weren't worried about a hefsid mu'it. Adkan the Gemara. So the Rishayim discussed the three things that are big topics in Rishayim in this Gemara. The first is, why is karni d'umna muksa? Why isn't karni d'umna at least mutal l'tzarech mekaymai? The second is, if there's no problem with the kli mechane because the tumat shlifi zutri, so what's the chiddush Rav Huna? And why does the Gemara say Rav Huna wouldn't apply to a hefsid mu'ut? What's wrong with a hefsid mu'ut? What are you doing wrong by getting karim muksasais? There's no tiltu muksa, there's no bit of kli mechane. What's the problem with chalal? And the third question is, the Gemara is saying by shlifi zutri there's no bit of kli mechane because you could slip them out. Why don't you say that my shlifi zutri is a problem of basis? Why don't you say that the karni the umna become a basis, and now you wouldn't be allowed to slip them out because it's a basis? Those are the three shailas that Rishayim discuss. The first shaila is why is karni the umna muksa altogether? The second shaila is if there's no bitul kli mechanai and no total, so what's the issur here that we're being matir? Why are we saying lehefsid mu'it that we're loy chashashu samel it's asur by bulsa? And the third child is, what's takip shat by shlifi zutri? It's not bit the kli mechane. Why don't you say it's a basis? So about the first shayla, Rashi says that kaini de umnes ain't ruin b'shamis the klum lefishim usim. They're mis, and you can't use them for anything. The Rishayim are bothered. We had a gemara earlier on daf mem dalanim and aleph. I mean daf mem vavim and aleph that says it's shraga the nafta. If you have a candle which is used for naft for kerosene, it's also mias, but the Gemara says it's mutter to move it because it's chaz l'chsiyi be'mana. You can use it to cover something with it, even though no one would ever drink with it or use the kli, but it could be chaz l'chsiyi be'mana. So Rishayim say, the Ramban and others, that maybe this is even more mias. That's just mias in regard to drinking. It's perfectly all right, l'chsiyi be'mana. This is even more mias. You won't want a l'chsiyi be'mana. Other Rishayim say that you wouldn't want to use l'chsiyi be'mana because it's fragile. Shraga the nifta is not fragile, so you don't mind covering with it, because if it falls, it won't break. This, you won't use l'chsiyi be'mana, because it might break. And Rishayim, the Ridva say also, avart, that it could be here, it's muksa maksa sarin kis. These are utensils that are used for the uman. and professional things, you don't use it stam lachsi b'mana. It's muksamach to sarin kiss. You won't use it for anything else. But there is a pshat in the Rishonim that it's really just like a regular klisha machdel issa, this kind of the umna. And you talk a lot of muvul etzarech mekaymai. So what's the issue over here? The teretz is when it's on the animal, you're not allowed to take it off the animal. That's not tzarech mekaymai. That's because of the hefset of the animal. A kli shemach, this is a lot of move letzarech gufa, if you need to use the kli. Or letzarech mekayme, meaning the kli is in the way. You want to use the place where the kli is. But here, you don't need the kli or the place. You just don't want the animal to have to suffer with this big load on it. So that's not tzarech gufa or mekayme. But the question is, so aibazai, what's wrong? Why did the Gemara ask the kasha by karam uksasis, it's bitul kli me'echanai? And by shlifi ravavi, we say that it's taka asr. Why? Once it goes on the kair and the keses, you're probably going to need the kair and keses on Shabbos. So now it's tzarech mekaymai. You put it on the kair and keses. The animal you don't need on Shabbos. The only reason why you take it off the animal is because the tzar balechayim, or because you're afraid the animal will get injured or die. That's not called tzarech mekaymai. But the kair and the keses you need on Shabbos. So what's wrong with putting on the Karen Kessis? And now you need the Karen Kessis to sleep on it, to sit on, and now you can take it off because it's Tzarech Mekaymai. So, the Balamar brings this pshat from the Yesh Mefarshim and the Ramban also, and their nusach is that by Shlifi Ravavi you're very scared to touch it, and the Mela, it's like Muxamach the Saren Kiss by Shlifi Ravavi, and by Shlifi Zutri, now you don't care so much, that they'll take it off at Tzarech Mekayme. You're not afraid that it will break, and that's why it's not a problem, a bit of Kli Me'echanei. But the Rashba says a different word. The Rashba says, the Emerson, it would be mutter to move it at Tzarech Mekayme, even by Shlifi Ravavi. But he says it won't make any sense. First of all, he says, to go take a muksa and put it in a position where now you're going to have to move it at Tzarech Mekayme, that's aser. The emissin, you want the muksa to be off the animal. Now, how are you going to get it off the animal? By being matir, the chavolim, it'll fall down in the karakeses. You don't want it in the karakeses either. The teretz says, we're now going to need the tzarech mekaymai. But you contrive this tzarech mekaymai. That doesn't count. And then he said, also, it's like a chuch of a tluva. You're telling me I can't take it off the animal. So what do? Untie it, and then it'll fall in the Karen Kessis. But now that it's in the Karen Kessis, I could take it off. If I'm going to move it anyway, I might as well just move it off the animal. It doesn't make any sense. It's like a chukavitul. Well, they weren't matter b'chai gafna. So kumtais, we have really two malachim in the Rishonim. We have a malachim in the Rishonim that kind of the umna is asa period. It's muksamach mesmias, so like the Ramban says, it's more mias than muksamach mesmias. It's so mias, even if Shimon's maskim, it's muksa. Like the Gemara's Havim in the there in Memvav by Shraga the Nafta, that's even Asr, even according to Reb Shimon, because it's two Mias. And then the Gemara there says, Chazak Sleve Mana, this is two Mias for that also. Or you wouldn't do it because it's fragile. Or it's Muksa Maksa Sarin Kiss. But the kids are the kind of dome that's totally Muksa. Can't move it for anything. And then we have another Pshat that no, you really could move the kind of dome that's Tzarech Mekayme. Either the pshat is that the Bashlifi Ravavi will still be called the Bitl Klime Mechanai, because now it's like Muksim, you Maksim Mine Makim, you don't want to move it. So like Maksim Makim Mine, you can't take it off the Behemoth because it's not called Tzarech Mekayme. And the Shlifi Ravavi, you wouldn't want to take it off the Karim Muksasas, you'll be afraid about it breaking. So male, it's like a Muksim Maksasarin Kiss, that's why it's Bitl Klime Mechanai. Or the Razav pshat, that since you contrive the Tzarech Mekayimai, you can't go and make something into Tzarech Mekayimai and then move it al Tzarech Mekayimai. That's not called Tzarech Mekayimai, or that's like a chuch of a tluva. Now it's interesting, the Rasha brings from the Balamari Yisayit that anything that's oscillate, anything which has no head to total Tzarech Gufai doesn't either have a head to total Tzarech Mekayimai. That's what the Rasha brings from the Balamari Yisayit. And the Rashba argues on the Yisayit. He says, Reb Nechemya holds ankle nitl tzarech davar and nitl, but still mutl tzarech mekaymai. You see, the aside that anything which is not mutl tzarech gufa is not mutl tzarech mekaymai is incorrect. And mainly, he says, it's pshat, it's taka mutl tzarech mekaymai, but that won't be mat to taking off the animal. And then, you can't take it off the karakas al tzarech mekaymai because you contrive that tzarech mekaymai. So it sounds like he's sadistic and machlaikis here. Had they bring a balamar, that if he can't use it, l'tzarech gufay, has no usage, l'tzarech gufay. So mele, it's also l'tzarech makaymay. And the Rajma like argues on that Yisayid and says, no, even if he can't move l'tzarech gufay, if it's a kli, he can still move l'tzarech makaymay. But I don't fully understand. The Gemara earlier, before it came on to Chazal Chsuy Beimana, said that a shrag of the nafta is aser, even according to Reb Shimon. The Chayyab Shad is Reb Shimon's maskim to Akza, which you can't use at all. If you can't use something no matter what, that's muksa. Just like muksa machmas sarin kiss, or according to Reb Yehuda, muksa machmas isra, muksa machmas mias means you can't use it. So now you can't move a litzarech mekaymai. Reb Shimon's also maskim, just Reb Shimon doesn't hold the muksa. He holds even if you're not planning on using it, but as long as you could use it, it's good enough. But if your mamish can't use it b'chlal, you have no ishtamshas klal l'chlal, l'chay, that's mamish muksa. L'chay, the Gemara there, with shraga the nafta, which is going according to Reb Shimon, because according to Reb Yehuda, shraga the mishka is also aser, is mavur, you need chazal l'chsuyi b'imana. So I saw in the Tehil of David, in Siman Reish Samach Vav, he says that the Rajbi Shittin Beya is, that even if you hold a muksa, but that's only a asa mechama letzel, but letzarek gufa mekayma, even muksa is mutl letzarek gufa mekayma. Big chiddush. Maybe it's the Rajbul Shitasai, and that Gemara is going like mechama letzel. See, that would answer another big problem I have with the Rajbi here. If the Rajbi starts off the sugya, he asks Akasha, why is kainu de umna aser chazak suy beimana? So he says he's terutzim. It's so mias, you won't want to be chazuy beimana. Or it's fragile, and the male won't use the l'chsuyi beimana. And then he asks the kasha, when he gets the kaira kesses, why isn't it mutl tzarech mekaymai? And he says he is sayin. And the balamar says that since it has no tzarech gufay, so it doesn't have a tzarech mekaymai, and he argues. And he says, no, it's really mutl tzarech mekaymai, but that won't be mounted to take it off the animal. And to take it off the kaira kesses, since you made the tzarech mekaymai, that can't be mounted. And it blives a chuch of a tula that you wouldn't be able to take it off the animal, but you'd be able to get it on the car and then take it off the car. But once he's saying it's taka mutl tzarech mekaymai, so let it be chazal chsuyi beimana. L'chayr, it's a klisha machdal iser. Even if it's chazal chsuyi beimana, but a klisha machdal iser is only mutl tzarech gufa mekaymai. It's not mutl if anything else. And if that's all the Rashi needs for the sugya, is to say that it's also, if it's not l'tzarech mekayma, if it's also because you want to just protect the behema, so even if it's chazal chsuyi beimana, it should be also if it's not l'tzarech mekayma. Because the klish v'machdal iser. See, by the ner, the Olam says that the Rashba holds a ner is not called the klish v'machdal iser, because you don't do the iser with the ner, the iser just occurs inside the ner. I don't know if that's true by a kaine de umna. Tzarech iim b'chol anal. But l'zikum, some Rishayim hold that the kain of the umna is also even the tzarech mekayma. That's why the karen kesses is a problem a bit to klima echanai, because it's so mias you can't even use it. It's worse than muksa machmas mias, which you could occasionally use it. It's so mias no one will ever want to use it. It's like a shraga the nafta. And then, what about chazal chsuyi beimana? You don't have that here because it's too mias, or because it's too fragile, or because muksa machmas sarin kiss. But the Rashba says it's taka mutl tzarech mekaymai. It's like a regular klisha machdal iser. But the reason why there's a problem with bitl kli mechanei is because since you can try of the tzarech mekaymai, you're not going to be matin now the tzarech mekaymai. And the Rashba seems to argue on the balamar. The balamar says as a yisayid, if it doesn't have a tiltal tzarech gufa, it'll be also tzarech mekaymai. The Rashba argues, and the Ritva also, I don't understand how they're going to learn shraga de nafta, which the Gemara says is only mutter, because it's chazal chsuyi beimana. Now about the second issue. The second issue was, what is the heter of Hun is telling you? And why wouldn't that heter apply lehefsid mu'ud? What's wrong with what you're doing? If there's no bitl klimei chanai, and there's no tiltal, so what's the chiddush of Rav Huna? And why by kolsa is it aser? Because lehefsid mu'ud lechashishu, what exactly the issue that we're dealing with? So the Balamar says we're dealing with the issue of ein kli nitl atzarech davra nitl. There's Reb Yitzchak Shita we have in the third parak that you're not allowed to move anything atzarech davra muksa. So here also you're moving a karakasas atzarech davra ein kli nitl atzarech davra nitl. But that issue of ein kli nitl atzarech davra nitl is Mutta b'makam seida. Even though bita kli me'echanei, the Gemara's mavur is not mutta b'makam seida. But the isser of ein kli nitl, sarach davel nitl, is mutta b'makam seida. It's not as chomer. And they'll matter b'makam seida. Mainly takes issue with the Rif. The Rif says, this Gemara's a raya that we don't pass an ein kli nitl, sarach davel nitl. Zogta b'alamar fakeh. This Gemara is going with ein kli nitl, sarach davel nitl. It's just mutta b'makam seida. That's why it's asa by hefsid mu'ud. The Rabbi Alamar anyway also doesn't pass an ein kli nitl sarach davel nitl for other reasons. But that's what he argues on the Rif. He also brings that, it says that Tel Reb Yitzchak Vartigemar Rav Huna Shmeinzach B'Bavel, it said early in the third parak, that Rav Huna holds like Reb Yitzchak. But that's the first pshat, that we're dealing with the issue of ein kli nitl sarach davel nitl, like the Gemara says in the third parak. And that issue is mutta b'makam hefsid, akapana b'makam hefsid ruba. And that's the Isra of Hunas coming to say that it's mutter. And by kolso, which is a hefsid muet, you can't be matter en kli nitl tzarech davar nitl. That's why you can't be matter it to save the egg or to save the shem and tachas and air in that gemara en kli nitl tzarech davar nitl. But the Milchamis defends the Rif Kedarka, and he says you find that the Isra of en kli nitl tzarech davar nitl is even by hefsid. He brings rais. So you can't say like the Baal Amar. Now, Karach Rav Huna holds doesn't hold the ein kli nitl tzarech davel nitl. So what's the issue here? He says there's a general issa called Hatzala. Chazal didn't want you to move things tzarech Hatzala. You see that from the beginning of that mishnah of the Gemara there in the third parak. There's the mishnah that membeis and membeis ein nice and kli tachas and elakavu beis hashemen, and the Gemara brings down ein nice and kli tachas and agelos akavu beis sasa, and the Gemara says why? Because Hatzala Mitzuya Tiyu, Hatzala She'enim Mitzuya Laya Tiyu. They allowed you to do Hatzala, which is Mitzuya, but not if it's Einim Mitzuya. There's a general problem of saving things on Shabbos. You see it in Ishbalei Chavis Bereish Gagai. You're only allowed to save Shalosh Sudis, so always afraid you can become Baal with Hatzala. You might do Melecha Shabbos. So that's a Chiddush. Then in this case, they allowed you to do Kari V'Kesis, to do the Hatzala, to save your property, even your muksa property. And there, they didn't have this chiddush by hefsid muet. They didn't allow it. They don't want you to save things that are ain't a nitl b'shabbos. You might take things derek shes a rabbin. Maybe it's like over the chayil. But al kaponim, we're dealing with the isra of atzala. But there's a hetter of atzala because they were chayishish for hefsid, but only hefsid muet, but not hefsid muet. That's the Ramban's pshat. There's one other pshat in the Rishenim, that even by Shlifi Zutri, there is an element of Bitl Kli Me'echanei that's there. There is an element of Bitl Kli Me'echanei. It's just Lasha. It's Bitl Kli Me'echanei temporarily. You're doing it temporary until you get around to being Shemit, the Shlifi Zutri. Right now, it's Bitl Kli Me'echanei. Right now, you can't use the Kai V'Kesis. It's just not going to be for the entire Shabbos. It's just going to be Lasha. So the Rashba and the Ran hold that Bitl Kli Me'echanei applies even if it's Lashah. Now if it's for the whole Shabbos, then they were even Machmeh by Hefsid Meruba. To have a Bitl Kli for the whole Shabbos, even for Hefsid Meruba, they were Machmeh. But if it's just Lashah, so then Hefsid Meruba they will make, or Hefsid Mu'ud they were Machmeh. The Rashba brings a Raya because in the Gemara, in the third parak, and Daf Mem Gimel introduces it in a bit of Kli Me'echanei, the Gemara and Akasha from putting a Kli L'Kabel Nitzaitzis. He put a Kli to get the sparks. So there, Avada, it's not a basis. The Gemara ends up saying Nitzaitzis ain't the mamish, but even if they would be, it's not a basis. You could just flip them out. Or also Neisman Keli Tachas Adelef. That you're having the Kli to catch the water that's dripping. And the Gemara answers Delef Aroi. We're talking about the Delef is not Muksa. But the keli wouldn't be a bus. Let's just flip it out. Teretz says, that's also only a hefsid muet, and there'll be an isser of bitta kli me'echanei, even the shah. Now the Gemara here is making a chilek, that bitta kli me'echanei for the whole Shabbos, that's also even b'makam hefsid meruba, that's why shlifei ravivi is also, and a bitta kli me'echanei le shah, that's also b'nap b'makam hefsid. That's why, by kulsa, you can't take a kai v'kesis at all. So these are the three mahalchim, what Rav Huna is being matter here with the Kai V'Kesses, and why is it also by Hefsid Mu'ud? The Baal Amar says, because he holds Ein Kli Nitl, Atzarech Davar HaNitl, and is being matted a din of enkli nitl tzarek davar nitl b'makam hefzid. The Ramban says because hatzala, moving things for the purpose of hatzala in any form, Chazal didn't like, and but was matted b'makam hefzid. And the Rajb and the Ran say bitl kli me'echanei l'shah, since temporarily before you get to be shamed, that bitl kli me'echanei, that's also accepted for b'makam hefzid. And the third discussion in the Rishonim is that how come by Shlifi Zutri it's not called Bitakli Mechani? Why isn't the Shlifi Zutri a basis that should ask a near? So the Baal Amar says two terutzim. Mashmi holds of each one of them. One terutz is because it wasn't there Bein Hashmashis. It's not a basis if it's not there Bein Hashmashis. And the other terutz there is because you weren't planning on keeping it there the whole Shabbos. Basis is only when the plan is to keep it there the whole Shabbos. Now the first teretz, because it wasn't the Ben Hashmash, is the Shtikl Chiddush, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Reish Samachvav, the Magen Avraham, brings it, and the Magen Avraham is Mashma, and that's like a Klal and Basis. If it's not the Ben Hashmash, it's not a Basis, even while it's still there. The Shail is the Gemara's early in the third parak is very much Namashma that way. The Gemara by Mita Shiyichta Lamayis, Amem Gilma Medbeiz, the Gemara there is clearly talking about it wasn't the Ben Hashmash. And still the Gemara says, "Ba'aydin olav, you're not allowed to be metaltal it." And the same thing the Gemara there by Kaifin is a sal b'fnei afreichim, that the problem there was bitul kli me'echanei. Mashma, you can't move the sal when the afreichim are there. And the Gemara Vayta was saying that it wasn't there bein hashmashes. So the Chazenish, he says a gemal negechidish in the Baal Amar. He says, "I've added the Baal Amar is maskim that it's a basis." Benigay being metaltal. Just benigay and near, it's not a basis. Like Tyson Daf Kuf Chav Gimel says this chilik, legabe, when you have something which is a, that the reason why you put the muksa on top of the, of Dover Heter is to, for the sake of the Dover Heter. That the Dover muksa is serving the Dover Heter. Like when you're being time in the pugla in the ground. So Tyson says, that you're allowed to be menayer, but you still wouldn't be allowed to be metaltal. So the Chazanish learns the same way in the Baal Amar. He's only saying it's not a basis legabe that didn't near. You're allowed to be menayer it. But to be metaltal, you see, by being metaltal, even if it's not a basis, if it's efshe benir, you have to be menayer even if it's not a basis. But the Gemara said in Neitel, that by tzarech mekaymai, if it's loy efshe benir, like by tzarech mekaymai, or if we'll get nifsad, then you can be metaltal that if it's not a basis, if it's shecheach, as long as it's not a basis. So that's what the Chazanish is saying, this chilik, that tiltal, even if it's loyef shebenir, would be aser. Because the guy with that, it would be a basis. And that's mevurah from the kaifenes of salaf neyah afreichim, and the mitah sheikh de lemais. Mashenke, near would be mutter. There is a Ramban at the end of Neitel, that was saying Lagabi the kikar there that he used the kikar to for the garinim. He used the kikar for the garinim and he says it's not a basis because that's not where you want the garinim to be. So he asked Akasha by the mita of lo yichta lemais, yesh lemais asa l'taltala. Why is it asa l'taltala? It's not where you want the mais to be. So the Ramban says different than the Chazinish. The Ramban says you can't be metaltal because it's efshe benir. Vaisis the Ramban had a pshan in the Gemara of Mita Sheikhta Lamais, that it's in Gansan, not a basis. And what did the Gemara mean that it's also a talpa? Because it's Efshe Benir. Maybe you could say the same thing about Kaifanus Asal Bafnei Ephraim, that the Issa Tiltal is because it's Efshe Benir. But the Chazanish is saying, even according to the Baal Amar, if it wasn't the Ebein Hashmashis, it is a basis Benigaya Tiltal. Even if it's Loy Efshe Benir. It's not a basis Benigaya Nir. And the Baal Amar is another pshat, which Tosfos says this in a few places, that it's not a basis because you didn't want it to be there the whole Shabbos. Basis is only when you wanted it to be there the whole Shabbos. Shabbat Kivegan, Avim Gimel and Beis, asks the Kasha, Tosfos there is Mavurim, and the Kains are Tosfos and Beis, Daf Beis, that doesn't hold it is Chalukim. That even if it wasn't there, Bein Hashmashes, and even if you weren't planning on it being there the whole Shabbos, it's still a basis. That's how Tosfos learns, Mita Shechta Lamais, by mitzvah shlo yichta lemayis, said yeshla lemayis is also a taltala. Tosfos says the mayis was not there bein hashmashes, but Tosfos also says you weren't planning on leaving the mayis there the whole Shabbos and it's still a basis. Now there is that Tosfos beyadaf beizim and aleph that he asks the kasha. The Gemara there brings the Mishnah at the end of Neitel that you could take Masalikas Atavla Kula Menayr. When you have that Somas and Klippin on the table, then Muksa, but you could take the table and do Nir. So Taiz asks the Kasha, why isn't it a Basis? So Taiz says a few Tirutzim. One of them is that you didn't want it to be there the whole Shabbos. But another Teretz is because you don't care where it falls, so it's not like Miniach. And another Teretz is that we're talking about it's a Basis of Davra Asa V'Hamutter. It has things that are Mutter on the table as well. So you see from there that even if it wasn't there Benish Mashes, and even if you weren't planning on having there the whole Shabbos, Taisus has it said that it's a Basis. So what does he do with that Gemara? So why is it Shlifi Zutri a Basis? You don't have either Teretz. You don't have the Teretz that it wasn't there Benish Mashes. You don't have the Teretz that you don't want it to be there the whole Shabbos. So it should be a Basis. Achari, this Gemara is Mavua that Al Kapanim it's Mutter Benir, and Taisus holds not that way. As I figure, Bikivege, he says that B'deichik, maybe you could say that's not called B'deklimei Chanei, because you could always put on a Dover Heter and then be Menayrit. The Vayel, you don't have a Dover Heter, so you can't be Menayr, but you don't have to keep it this way. You could always put on a Dover Heter and then be Menayrit. But the Chayfetz Hashem there says that maybe it's different. If you really wanted to be there, so then it's a Basis, even if it wasn't there, then it's Mashis, and you're not planning on having it there the whole Shabbos. But here you b'chol don't want the kalim, the shlifi zuchi to be on the car. The only reason why you want it to be on the car is just so it shouldn't break. But you b'chol don't want it to be on the car. It bothers you that it's on the car. You're only putting the car there to cushion the fall. So maybe b'chaygan the taisis is maskim. It's a similar teretz that he says by netzamas and klipin. It's not a basis because you don't care where it falls. In other words, you're putting it down on the table because it's just, you know, there's nothing else here. Here also maybe, enechinami, you don't want it to fall on the floor, but you don't want it on the karbichlal, you're just doing it to cushion the fall. That could be as far as why it's not a basis. The Ridvai is a little bit mashman that way. The Ridvai asks his kasha, why isn't it a basis? He says, kevish lehunchur sham b'shamis el lefisha kedei latzila mishvir ba'alma mutalei l'shem tam. He throws in that it's only lefisha, but he also writes in, Latzila Mishriya Ba'alma. In other words, you don't really want it there, Bechlal. You want it there temporarily, Latzila Mishriya Ba'alma. Smash Batakadat Svarim. If you Davka want it here, so even if it wasn't the Benish Mashis, and even if you're not planning on keeping it there the whole Shabbos, it could be a Basis according to Taisus. But if you don't want it here altogether, just Latzila Mishriya Ba'alma, then it wouldn't be called a Basis. And now let's go back to. The Gemara brings the Brisa Tanya of Shimon Yechai Omer, Haisa Behemte Tunish Slivshal Tvua. If his Behema had a pile of Tvua, Meniach Reishay Tachter, you put your head under it, Umasalkal Tzanecher, and you move it, you maneuver it to another side, V'naif Melev, and it falls off. So Nushaynim, the Ramban and the Rajbah ask Akasha, why isn't that Total Muksa? If you're going to say it because you're not really moving the whole thing, you're just maneuvering it off, but there's a Gemara early in Nafkufnan Aleph, that says you're not allowed to close the eyes of a dead person, you're not allowed to move any limb of his, so you see, you're not allowed to even move a little bit of a muksa. So why isn't it tiltu muksa? So Yishayim say two turetzim. One teretz says, ain't a chanami, it's tiltu muksa, but here there'll be a problem with tzarim balechayim, or hefsid mammon, and they'll, they will matter. But then they say another teretz, that really it's not tiltu muksa, you're doing it with your head. When you do it with your bani, it's not tiltu muksa at all. And then he says, we have a machlekes Yishayim about this. The Rosh, early in that Membeis, the discussion of Tiltum and Atzad, he makes a chilut in Tiltum and Atzad. When you move Muksa, not indirect moving Muksa, it's only Mutter when you're doing it, Letzarech Davar HaMutter. You have a Davar Muksa on something, it's not a Basis, and you move the Davar Mutter, and the Muksa comes along, it's a Tzarech Davar HaMutter, it's Mutter. But if it's a Tzarech Davar Aser, it's Aser. So the Rosh has a Kasha, when you have Kasha on Mitam, it says at the end of Perek Toilin, when you have the kasha on the mita, you can move with your body, it's still Tumen Atzad. So what's pshat? There's a Tzarech Davar Asa, you want to sleep on the kash. So the Rosh says the difference. If you're moving with your hand, but you're doing it indirectly through Ayidei Davar Acher, then it has to be the Tzarech Davar Amutter. When you're moving with your body, it doesn't have to be the Tzarech Davar Amutter. As I you break the Allah and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Yinal Sivches. That's the Chayit of second Teretz, the Ramban and the Rashban, the Rishenim. But the Ran here, the Ran doesn't bring that Teretz. The Ran says the Heter is Tzar Balechayim. Because the Ran says a different Teretz. The Ran says that the Kasha Rabbi Mita, you're doing it for the Mita. You're doing it for the Tzarech Davar HaMutter. It sounds like he also even tilted begufa. It's only mutter letzerech davar mutter. That's the first teretz of Rishonim, that this is a special heter here because it's tzar balei chayim. Then the Gemara goes, right, this is the incident of Rabbi Gamliel. The Rabbi Gamliel brought a behemah in. It had dvash, it had honey on it, and he didn't want to unload it until Meitzah Shabbos. By the time Meitzah Shabbos came around, the Chamor was no longer alive. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, what's wrong with unloading dvash? It's a davar anito. So like the Gemara is talking hidvish, it's hidvish, it's boiled, and you could still use it for a medicine, but now it's already muksa. And the Gemara says, Kasha, so why don't you just undo the ropes? Teretz says, because the bags of dvash are going to break, and the dvash is going to get lost. And why did he get karm muksasas? Because it was spilling the karm muksasas will be bitul kli me'echanei. And then the Gemara says, Kasha v'ket tzar b'lechayim. So the Gemara, tzar b'lechayim is the Rabbanon. He holds tzar b'lechayim is the Rabbanon, so he wasn't concerned about tzar b'lechayim. Now we really pass in tzar b'lechayim is the Raisa. So on the tzad, the tzar b'lechayim is the Raisa, what should he do? So Rashi says that it should be mevat, tzar b'lechayim the Raisa should be mevat al bit kli me'echanei. It sounds like we hold tzar b'lechayim is the Raisa. We would hold, you should take the Karim Uksasas, even though they'll be bitul kli me'echanei, because it's mutta b'makom tzar b'lechayim. The Gemara before says that, Kuf Chav Chesim Ameis, that when you have a behemoth fell into an ar, you could take Karim Uksasas. The Gemara says, what am I the bitul kli me'echanei? He says, tzar b'lechayim is the Raisa. Feist is, when you have a conflict between tzar b'lechayim and bitul kli me'echanei, if tzar b'lechayim is the Rabbanan, so then you don't do bitul kli me'echanei for tzar b'lechayim, it's the Rabbanan. But if bitul kli me'echanei is the Raisa, so then you do bitul kli me'echanei to prevent tzar b'lechayim, because tzar b'lechayim is the Raisa. But the Ramban asks, here the conflict isn't between tzar b'lechayim and bitul kli me'echanei. Because if you want to save the animal from tzar b'lechayim, there's no problem. Just the at the sakin, let the sakin fall on the ground, and okay, they'll break. So you won't have your money. That's why you're not doing it. Oh. So now the problem is you have sid mamon. So have sid mamon is not matir bitul kli me'echanei. That's the Gemara earlier. The Gemara said when Avuna said that they have kli schuchas, and you take karm muksas is because of the kli schuchas, and the Gemara says because the karen of the umdan and muksas. So the Gemara says mevat the kli me'echanei. So like the Gemara b'shlifi zutri. We're talking about shlifi zutri. We're talking about small packages. But shlifi rapidly, big packages, sounds like it's aser, even though they're going to get nifset. Why? Because bitul kli me'echanei is a mutter b'makom hafsid. So what's pshat in this Gemara? Zakter man, when it says v'iket tzar b'lechayim means you mechuyiv to mafsid yamamin for tzar b'lechayim. And the Gemara says tzar b'lechayim is the Rabbanan. So it comes out a big nafkamina la'alocha between Rashi and the Ramban, l'didon that we pass in tzar b'lechayim is the Raisa. Rashi holds, you bring karm muksasas. Tzar b'lechayim is deicha bitul kli me'echanei. The Rabban says no, because since bitul kli me'echanei is not mutter makom hafsid mamon, there's no conflict between tzar b'lechayim and bitul kli me'echanei. You mafsid your mamon. You mechuyiv to mafsid your mamon. So the Rashba holds like the Ramban, and the Shulti Gebarim brings the Riyaz like Rashi Mamish before. She says that we hold tzar b'lechayim is the Raisa, so then you do bitul kli me'echanei. In the Rambam, there's a shaila what he holds. The Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam holds like Rashi, that if you don't have an Eitzah, you could do bitul kli echanei in order not to have tzar b'lechayim. But the Ran says that the Rambam holds like the Ramban and the Rashba, that you have to lose it. As is the Pashas Mashmoy, said the Rambam. Here's the Rambam, the Lashon of the Rambam. It's in Perek Chaf Aleph. It starts from Halacha Tes, it goes to Halacha Yud. The Rambam starts off, V'chein parken amasim al beim b'shabes from tzar b'lechayim. If you have a mas and a behemah, you have to take it off because it's tzar b'lechayim. Ketzat. So he brings all the cases of the Gemara. He brings ha'isa behemte tuna shlif shal tfuah machnas ueshi tachtum salkat sanachim v'neifim e'elof. He brings that case, and it's mashmah at the head there is al tzar b'lechayim. Like the Rishayim, like the Ran, that holds the head there is al b'lechayim. The behemte tuna shlif shal tfuah machnas ueshi tachtum salkat sanachim e'elof. Then he brings our case. Ha'yabam and aderech b'lel shabbos behemte tuna. So he brings the case earlier. He says, "Yinaitel sekeim nitlin b'shabbes," right? And then she'enim nitlin. So matrech avolam v'sakin neiflin. That's the Mishnah. You got to get to the chatzach itzainim. Yinaitel sekeim nitlin b'shabbes. She'enim nitlin matrech avolam v'sakin. Then he says, "Hoi b'sakin dvarim a mishtaber." That's a Shlifi's Hutri, maybe Karmic Sasas, Nechotev, a Sakhanaifu Malakarim. And he explains, Sharem Yirtsa Lishlaf Akar Shaylev, and they Shasakim Ktanim, the Kalim, the Nimsa Shalev Bota Klimechana. The Imamish goes through the Gemara of Shlifi's Hutri, if they're Sakhan Ktanim, so get Karmic Sasas. Why? Because there's no problem with the Klimechana. Then he says, Haisatuna Shashish Shasuchis, the Gemara of Akulsa. If it has an Ashashish Asuchis, then it's not a Hefsid Gadol, it's a Hefsid Mu'at. And then he says like this, Hayu Asakim Gedoylim Umuleim Kli Suchis, Ashlifi Ravavi, Uki Yitzaba, Payrik Benachas. Umikol Mokam Leinich and Shalmagav Veim Mishim Tzar Balechayim. So the Ram learned up, he means like this, you gotta take care of Tzar Balechayim. How do you take care of Tzar Balechayim? It depends. You could put Rosh Yitachtev if it's a Shlif Shal Tvuam. You could take it if it's a keli anittel. You could be matis sak if it's a keli shein anittel. If it's a dvarim ha-mishtarbim and shlifi zutri, you can get karim uksasis. If it's a shashis, you can't get karim uksasis. If it's shlifi ravavi, so do the best you can. Be perik panachas, don't leave it on the animal. But apparently the Magen Mishnah learned that perik panachas means that's an eitzah. It's an eitzah how to get it not to break. But in case it doesn't work, the Rambam's mashmi could do bitakli mechane. Al kapana metuma alchem in the Rambam, nazal in yenenu. We have the sugya, Rashi and the Shulda Givayim and the Magen Mishnah Bedasa Rambam, they hold that l'didon that we hold Tzar Balechayim is the Raisa, you could do bitukli meyachonai to save Tzar Balechayim, and the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Rambam Bedasa Ran, holds you can't, because it's not a conflict between Tzar Balechayim and Bittul Kli Meichanei. It's Hefsid Mammon. Hefsid Mammon, you can't be over on Bittul Kli Meichanei of Hefsid Mammon. And of course, Tzar Balechayim is not Nilchim the Hefsid Mammon. So what is the pshat, though, in Rashi and the Rishonim that say you do Bittul Kli Meichanei, why don't you just Mafsid the Mammon? So the Magen Avraham learns, and they're arguing, is there a head to Bittul Kli Meichanei but Makam Hefsid Mammon? The Ramban and the Rashba, and he brings the Ran, which is Mefurish, they hold there's no heter of Bittul Kli Meichanei Makam Hefsid, but Rashi and the Shulda Gemara and the Magen Mishnah, they hold there is. But it's a shikul shver what you do with the Gemara earlier. The Gemara earlier is only matter by Shlifi Zutri. By Shlifi Ravavi, the Gemara Sakasha, Vakam Bittul Kli Meichanei. So the Magen Avraham says, and this is going with the Magen Mishnah's Pshat and the Rambam, because you could be Perik Benachas. That's where the Rambam was coming from. You can't do Bittul Kli Meichanei because you have an Eitzah being Perik Benachas. But it's a little shver, like the Bialacha says. Why did I ask the Kasha for Kambatul Kli Meichanei? Maybe the case was that you're not able to save it any other way, if Bittul Kli Meichanei is Mutta for Hefsid Mammon. But the Chedush Yeran, you know, the old Chedush Yeridvam, which is really the Chedush Yeran, he says a very dikab shot. He says that not everyone holds that Bittul Kli Meichanei is not Mutta Makam Hefsid, that's why Shlifi Ravavi, you don't have an Eitzah. But that's where you don't have Tzar Balechayim. When you have Tzar Balechayim, so Zakhtaran, you're not mechuyiv to be mafsid your mammon because of the Tzar Balechayim. You come first. When you're dealing with Isurim, so Isurim Durabanan and Nilchem, they Tzar Balechayim. And Isurim Durabanan and not Nilchem, they have Sid mammon. So, you have an Isur Durabanan, it doesn't matter if it's Sid mammon. It's also, you have to lose the money. But Tzar Balechayim is Nilchem because of Hefsid Mammon. He said, because the Torah allows you to go and use axes to plow your fields, even though it's very hard for them, and to go with camels in long, long distances. Whatever you need, you have to make your animals as comfortable as you possibly can. But whatever you need, and even for economic need, so you don't have to worry about that discomfort. So here also, I don't have to waste my dvash because my chamar is in vain. So kumdais, if you're not going to allow Bittul Kli Meichanei, I'm not going to have Hefsid Mammon, we're just going to have Tzar Balechayim. So the conflict ends up being Tzar Balechayim against Bittul Kli Meichanei. So the Ramban and the Rashba, the Chazanishas, didn't hold this way. They held the Vadi, you're allowed to work an animal. That's when you're using the animal. But stand that the animal's having Tzar, not because of the use, and you don't want to help because it will cause you a Hefsid Mammon, no, you're mechuyev to your Hefsid Mammon with Tzar Balechayim is the Raisa. But the Ranals, no, you come first. Interesting machlekes. But that's the aside of the machlekes. They're arguing if Tzar Balechayim is nitchim from Hefsid Mammon. So everyone agrees that Bittul Kli Meichanei is not nitchim from Hefsid Mammon, like the Amara before. By Shlifli Ravi, we didn't say a heter. But the machlokes here is that hafsimam anyway you're not going to have, because tzar b'lechayim is zidka for hafsimam. So now you have a conflict, a bit dekli mechon hafsimam. Now if tzar b'lechayim is deraisa, so then you can be mad to bit dekli mechon. So the bi'alachas maskana is not like the magen of rabbi magen from. Anyway, a lot of achrayim say we can't paskin that even if Rashi and the shulti gibberim hold that bit dekli mechon is mutter makam hafsid, but Rav Yishayim will not the way. But the Bi'alacha points out, according to this Kedusha Yaman, all the Vishayim hold that way. It's only in a case where, yeah, anyway, it won't be mafsid the moment. Then Tzar B'lechayim goes against B'tekli Mechana. That's the only case that it's mutter. But otherwise, B'tekli Mechana is asr b'makam hafsid.